I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
All right, here we go. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of DM What Podcast. I am Davey.
I'm Misty. Okay. You.
Well,
we know it's going to be there.
Yeah, well, still, I still had the song in my head, and it's just nice because I know we like to ramble back and forth in the beginning.
Guess what day it is?
Yes,
what day it is?
It is my 24th birthday, you know, and,
Okay.
24th plus,
change.
No, I ain't ashamed of it. I'm 43 years old.
I am 43 years old today.
This 43 years birthday. Young today. That's what that boils down to. 43 years young.
Too, yeah. Yeah.
So what we did.
It's Davey's birthday.
Yep. What we did was we went on ahead and went to see that movie, The Flash.
That everybody hates.
Yeah. That apparently everybody hates. And I got to say, I don't understand the issue with the movie.
It was a good movie.
It had a lot of good CGI.
But I knew everybody. Get kitty. Get.
Yeah. For those that don't see, our feline friend is here.
He's decided that he's going to jump up on the podcast desk.
Pay him no mind. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. So we went to see The Flash, and I really don't understand the upset. Like,
it was good.
Okay, so there's like, it's too much CGI. All movies are CGI. All
super horse?
Yeah, all superhero movies.
Apparently,
are CGI.
Davey was at a different theater than
I
was.
Yeah. But no.
We know what he must be doing on his 24th birthday.
Well, at 24, yeah. But now that I'm 43, Dad. Everybody's like, it had too much CGI. The story was weak. Blah, blah, blah.
All
like,
I kept hearing was about is how dude runs, and I think he runs fine. I mean, how is Flash supposed to run? If y'all are the freaking expert on it.
I gotta be honest.
How's he supposed to run?
I was a part of that crowd where there was like, this dude runs like,
he's runs
I don't
funny.
Know. No, he runs like he's five and like he just stole a cookie and like his parents are chasing him. Come here, you. And then he's like, you're not.
No, and like I said, he runs like in the Winter Olympics, the ice skating
races, ice skating,
the relays, ice skating dancing.
Run, how he gets down in his
stance. He puts himself in a position, and I'm like, well, that kind of makes sense, though. You're going at this speed of light or whatever, and you're going to glide through it. And so it literally looks like he's gliding instead of running.
Yeah.
But like you said, you're used to the TV show where you see his little legs going.
Yep, you see him and like you can see him running. Now, don't get me wrong, I like the CGI, how they did the speed force and all that other stuff. It's like, hey, he's really fast. You know, what did you have, though? We just heard
it was a good movie. All I know is it stands true what I had said. I kept calling it Batman because to me it's not about Flash.
Yeah,
it's about
like,
my
Batman.
Batman.
I was like, well, the movie is The Flash.
And I said, no, it's Batman. It's my Batman.
She was like, no.
Michael
Batman.
Keaton.
To Michael Keaton, hats
is
off.
Batman. He is amazing.
Michael Keaton showed y'all once and for all.
Why he's Batman.
Yeah, why he's Batman and who is Batman. Because it ain't nobody else but him. Yeah. He's the originator of it.
It was good.
That's our story and we're sticking to it. But if you haven't seen The Batman. Flash, I mean, obviously see it and you know, judge it for yourself. But it had a lot of.
Don't listen to the people. Uh-huh.
Especially toward the end, it had a lot of nostalgia. For us.
Yeah, it was cool.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's what we did. But it's I hope everybody had a good fourth. We cooked a lot.
We had a lot of food. We had Korean short ribs.
We had Korean short ribs.
A lot of food and our brother made three chickens.
Three whole chickens.
So good.
Three whole chickens. So and let me tell y'all something. Like, you think you had good food until you have a chicken that's marinated, a whole chicken that's marinated in some goodness. And then you have, the au jus? I keep calling it au jus. Like, it's making fun of me. Like, I kept saying au jus. I was like, no. I thought it was au jus. It was like, no. You didn't sneeze. You didn't do anything like that. It's like, no, it's au jus.
So
is what it is.
Many jokes.
Au jus sauce. Okay.
Au jus.
But what y'all don't know is, what is this, like gravy? Is what it is or something like that?
And that's why I don't understand why you just don't call it gravy.
Yeah, it's
just the reduced flavorings, the reduced goodness.
Yeah, it, but it was delicious.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. But it was very delicious. But no, we had a good fourth, man, and it was there was a lot of fireworks. Man, the fireworks. I mean, here's the other thing about the 4th of July. We were so drained by everything that we had done already, like getting the food together. And it was so hot.
It was hot.
What was it like? Probably 90-something? Yeah. 91, 92?
And it was just a long day and a lot of cooking and a lot of cleaning because every time, you know, we have a small kitchen. So you got to cook and then you've got to clean because you're going to go right back and you got to make the next dish.
Yeah.
So you've got to clean the cutting board, clean the knife.
Yep.
Get everything put away to bring out the other stuff because I'm the, well, what we call now charcuterie board princess. But it's always been antipasta stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I always have candies and cupcakes. I always have a bunch of stuff out, plus olives and cheeses and crackers and pretzels. I have the whole thing.
She does
thing.
It up, and everybody munches on that before the food's ready. So then when the food comes out.
Pet peeve, no matter where you go. So restaurants back in the day were always great about, you know, you got bread or breadsticks or something,
and
some kind of tapas, something to give you something to munch on. Because if you're going out, and just like everybody does for wedding or holidays or anything like that, you don't eat all day.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is in our brain that we like switch off. No, we're going to so-and-so's house. We got to eat over there. You need to eat, people.
Yeah, a snack, anything, something like that.
It happens. So I always make an overabundance of munchies in foods and give a wide variety of something for everybody because I know they're going to need that blood sugar snack.
But it'd be pretty good at the end of the day. So it's like, there's nothing wrong with like, what did you do? You did the summer sausage?
I did summer sausage.
Crackers.
This time I only did summer sausage and three different cheeses and then like three different crackers. Usually it's like a beautiful array. Of cranberry cheddar and this and that. And
it
I usually really go all out. But yesterday I was like, hey, here's some cherry pies that are still in the packaging. Yeah. Let's just throw it out there. Like, I didn't even unwrap stuff.
But it was
I felt bad about that, too, because it wasn't very pretty.
It was good, though. So, I mean.
I made cookies and cupcakes and stuff.
There you go. Now, see, she's making light of what she did. She made cookies and she made, what was it, cherry chip?
My cherry chip.
Cherry chip cupcakes. If you don't know what cherry chip is. Look it up.
Oh, God.
But the look can't do nothing for you when it comes to taste. I'm going to tell you right now, man.
They're so fluffy.
They are like fluffy. Like it's like eating on air. Like, it's like, oh, no guilt.
And it's
you
so good.
After your fourth one, you're like, no, there's guilt here.
Cherry chip cake.
There's definitely guilt here.
Strawberry frosting. That's the way to go.
It is very good. But I tell you what. No, so we did that. And we had the ribs. Oh, mashed potatoes and the macaroni.
Macaroni and cheese.
So I'm here to tell you,
And then my pasta salad.
Yep, pasta salad.
Caprese salad.
There was plenty of food. Let's put it this way.
It's all about cheese with me.
We got a
cheese
lot of leftovers.
Cheese and olive oil.
That's what you got to say. We got a lot of leftovers. And we have a whole chicken in there.
I'm not inviting anybody over to share.
No, we're going to go
ahead. It's my leftovers.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, it wouldn't be a holiday without some type of minor drama, right? So, hold on. Great holiday, great fireworks display, all of that good stuff. Wake up the next day and somebody done stole our flag.
And it just, okay, I'm going to go on my rant and then we're going to move on.
Yeah.
I have been at this all day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it without calling them what I think of them.
Yeah.
Somebody stole our flag that I had to retrofit our flagpole. Hold on.
Cat.
I'm not going to throw the cat on the screen. I'm just going to throw him off the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, those were lovely claws. Mm-hmm. He's tired of hearing me rant about my flag. So I had to retrofit it. It was a flag that was my aunt's, and it was just something, it meant something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a heavy-duty flag. Our old flag got beat all the hell in the Kansas wind.
Yeah.
Those fabric flags.
Oh, man, it did, didn't it?
Do not last. Don't buy them. If you live,
if you live in a windy area or a stormy area,
don't buy the cotton or the fabric flags. But go for the nylon.
Yeah.
And this was a nice, brand new, heavy nylon flag. It was my aunt. She passed away last summer. I had it out because I'm like, hey, this is perfect. It was big, beautiful, attached to our house. It was great. Worked on the flagpole the whole bit. They stole the fucking thing.
Yeah.
I can't do it without cussing. Yeah.
No,
they stole my fucking
but you have
aunt's
every right.
Flag.
You have every right to be
they
upset.
They stole
you know?
My aunt's flag. And it's just like, you know, it just pissed me off. Like, I am beyond livid because our house is a target. So last year, July 5th, from July 4th to July 5th, overnight, that's when they graffitied dicks all over our fence and egged our house and tried to light it on fire. Like, that's... So what do they do this year? I mean, this is what stupid people do.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, remember when we did that last year? Well, we're not going to do it because it's a new fence, but we can still go fuck with them.
The flag.
So they went, and it's my auntie's flag. Mm. But not only that, this is what we were talking about, and this is what I'm so upset about. Mm. You know, you live in bad areas. Like, for me, I've lived in pretty bad areas.
Yeah.
And nothing ever happened, especially to my flag.
Yeah.
Never had an issue. Never, in the ghetto, never had my flag touched. I moved to Derby.
Of all places, Derby, Kansas.
And
you're like,
they
okay.
steal my flag. And but the consensus is, I thought that was unspoken.
I was just
going
to
like,
say,
that,
but of all things to do, like,
you
whether,
don't
you
touch your flag.
Whether you believe, in, you know, no matter what side you believe in, your beliefs or anything like that, one thing's for sure, everybody should believe in this as a country. You know, so your right to put up the flag, you know, and show your patriotism, you know what I'm saying, your belief in our country. You would think that everybody has that. But no, apparently there are some people out there that's like, yeah, let's take the flag. For what? Like, you ain't, like.
Like, a flag? Really? Yeah. You're only doing that? That's so silly. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it. And maybe it's because they know that it just was going to irk the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just. Of all things to take, and I was just like, wow, that's just really crappy, and I'm trying not to make it this is what's wrong with this generation or whatever. I don't know who the hell took my flag.
Yeah,
it could have been an 80-year-old for all I know.
I really don't think it was an older person. I think it might have been younger
people. You
don't
touch a flag.
That don't realize the importance.
If you're hitting my house again because you know who we are, then you know my husband's a veteran, and you don't touch our freaking flag.
And then,
like,
and
that is sacred to
us. What's sad about that is that my neighbors across the street, they're also veterans.
Yes.
And he had his flag out. Now, his flag was fine.
And he has a brand new, beautiful
flag. Brand
flag
new,
pole
beautiful
and
flag,
everything.
Yeah. And then when I went and told him what happened to our flag, and, you know, I could see the tears kind of forming up in his eyes.
He got
because,
excited.
You know, we're veterans. And it's like, man, I thought that was untouchable. You don't mess with people's flag. He went and took his flag down.
He did.
Now, how sad
so,
is that?
It's so sad. I'm like,
you know what I mean? So,
well,
I mean, that's our little.
Do that, but.
Yeah, that's not what we was getting at. But at the same time, it's like, wow,
you can't
how
even,
sad is that?
It's like, this is why we can't have nice things. Because some of you aren't teaching your kids that freaking the American flag is. Touch the American
right,
flag.
It's sacred. So
and what gets me is I had those little, like, waveable flags and stuff everywhere. In flower pots. I have the Air Force flag in different flower pots. They could have taken any one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Any one of those. No, they went for the big, beautiful, my aunt's flag. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is just crap. And right now, the best I can hope for is that Auntie Pat is haunting the shit out of them. And this is you know, Greg Brady in Hawaii picking up a lava rock. And now they're cursed by the tiki gods.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Auntie is like, give her back the flag. So, if you happen to be listening to this and you're the little shit that took my flag, bring it back.
Bring it back. Because it is.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's, no.
I hate it because it's his birthday.
As I told you before, as we talked about before, no, you have that is a necessitated rant. You know, you have to because it's like, I think to me that is something to go into on our show. It's like, hey, what is going on with what you're teaching your young people nowadays? You know what I'm saying? It's like these days, it's like, look, the respect factor just isn't there.
I just, that's
things that are,
that's,
you know,
not, that's
that
not, you just, yeah. I mean, I have statues out there. You could have taken my gnomes.
Yeah.
You could have done anything, but my, anyways.
Well, let's also put it this way. You also could have not just touched anything.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah, and just left stuff alone.
Because that's the thing. Freedom means, and that's why, you know, that's what scares me, because it's such a, it's a conundrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, you fought for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I hang the flag proudly, something that was given to me. And yet, again, our freedom says, I have a right to bear an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have caught you, I would have had a right to defend my property.
Right. And then next thing you know, we'd be in the newspaper and everybody would be like, shame on you.
Exactly. You so then there's the weird, yeah, you know, cyclical kind of, is right. it guns? Is it this? Is it that? No, it's stay yeah. off of my property. Yeah. Don't touch my property. Come talk to me.
Yeah.
But don't steal from me.
Yeah. With everything that's going on in today's society.
I don't know. I don't want to.
It's like, why would you risk it?
I'm not making it a gun issue thing.
No.
Because there are crazy ass people, if you go knock on a door, will pull a gun on you. And you're like, whoa.
I mean, we all been seeing the news. So let's be real.
And
so,
I don't agree with that. Yeah. But my goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes it's warranted.
What is the line? And I just want to get off the subject now, please, because I've been talking about it all day.
Yeah.
This is not why people have tuned in.
Yeah. So
please don't send me a flag. I'm fine. Please don't. I'm good.
Yeah. But
it's
no, that's
just
our,
the point.
But that's our.
Because I'm a very patriotic person.
And I mean, we both are. And that's when it comes down. When it comes down to the flag, it's, you know, that's when you have to close
it's
your
annoying.
Eyes. And it's a long blink. Like, no, that didn't just happen.
And it
so,
was like 6 o'clock this morning is when I discovered it in the middle of a storm. Yeah. And at first, I thought a storm took it. And so I'm out there in sweats and my freaking umbrella.
Yeah.
Looking for the flag, and then it hit me. No, we've had worse storms, and that flag was fine.
And plus, there were sticks sitting in the yard.
Well, our trash can was still in the middle of the yard.
Yeah, so it was like, you know,
everything was fine.
Yeah, because, you know, when we popped fireworks yesterday, that's one thing I will switch the topic to, the fireworks. You know, when you pop fireworks, there's a couple of things that I've found when you popping fireworks, right, is that you go there to get fireworks with the best intent. With the best intent, like, man, I'm going to grab this. It's going to be on and pop. I'm finna grab that and this and that. And, man, when you get out there and you pop the fireworks and then you start looking at the trash you were making.
when you start realizing this is my house and I have
to clean
it. When
you start realizing, you're like,
I can't be those neighbors.
Like, maybe we could have went to a park. Like,
man.
Maybe we could have, you know, went to a park and just took a look.
That's how I feel every time we have a party.
Yeah, I know.
And I have to cook.
Which is why those things happen very, not very often anymore. Yeah, because
it's a lot.
It's the aftermath, right? You know what I'm saying? And
well,
like,
and with fireworks, I mean, you have buckets of water and you have all this stuff on standby.
Yep, you have all that stuff.
The safety guy, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I can't believe people don't.
I didn't even go out this year. It was too hot,
and I
had a headache.
It was hot.
It
was like, what was it, like 92, 93?
It was too hot for me.
When I was grilling right outside, and I was like.
So he was grilling all day in the heat.
Yeah.
With the grill heat, and I'm like, no. So he woke up with the headache, but
I
had one yesterday,
I had a crappy headache when I woke up. But
I stayed in.
But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, it's that you get into the festivities, and it's a real good way to show you that you're not as young as you used to be.
Oh, man.
Because, like. Literally, we're sitting out there and we're popping the fireworks, and then we're all sitting here looking at each other like, man, I just want to.
It was funny.
We just want to put all this shit up.
Like, everybody, even the 20-year-olds were like, man.
We just want to put all this up, man. Like,
just,
you know what I'm saying?
Man,
we were beat. And then, but also, one of the things that I find for the 4th, I feel like the regulation that the city sets for the 4th of July are suggestions. Because they're
totally guidelines.
There's suggestions and guidelines, and they should put, hey, you can pop your fireworks from this time to this time, please. That's what they should add in the please with it, because I'm here to tell you, I don't feel like anybody listens to those regulations.
Although I will say this, usually, like, we hear it and stuff, but last night we were so beat.
Yeah, we were so beat last
night. I
don't
know if it was we were tired or didn't care.
Yeah.
Because I know that shit was still going off at 2 a.m. And
man.
We went to bed. We were in bed.
I'm here to tell
y'all, man. Obviously, because they stole our flag.
Yeah, I'm here to tell y'all, man. When you dealing with flags and stuff, fireworks and stuff like that, one of the biggest things that you have to realize is, like, and we realized yesterday was the noise is worse than what you think. What it used to be. Is that what I think it is?
What?
No. Okay, hold on. We may or may not revisit the fireworks. I just had to pause.
Yeah, no. It needs
pause
to,
for birthday.
It needs to
pause,
die now. Pause
for birthday. Let me go ahead and take
it. It is July 5th. Can we please stop talking
about July
fireworks?
5th. All right, so here's the deal. Shields. Shields. We may have heard us talk about Shields before. Yeah, you may have heard us talk about Shields.
We're not talking about Shields.
We're not talking about Shields. However, there's a candy store in Shields. That that, you know, my teeth hurt when you walk past it. But our son told us about, they made these things, they're Oreos.
They're called Morios.
Morios. You go ahead and describe. I can't remember how he
they're
said
called
what
Morios.
He said is in it.
So right now, this is an Oreo. This thing is so thick. It's like an inch thick. It is two Oreos that are sandwiched with a Reese's peanut butter cup and then dipped in chocolate.
Yes. You know, a lot of us like to call that diabetes in a bag. So, you know, but you said it's Oreo with a Reese's.
Oreo with a peanut butter cup. I don't know if it's a Reese's, but it's a peanut butter cup.
And a marshmallow?
I don't know. I think it's two Oreos.
Yeah.
You know what? The best way to find out? Bite into it.
No, you have at it.
You're not going to bite into it?
You can have at it.
Oh, it smells so good.
You let me know how it tastes.
Oh, it smells like that artisan chocolate.
Yeah, it smells like heaven. You know, they're called Morios. Now, I guess I got to ask, is this a Shield specific thing? Or is it like, if you guys look it up, they're called Morios. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you can find them, I'm guessing if you type in diabetes, then Morios may pop up next to it. But what is it? It's
that's peanut butter. That's Reese's.
You guys take a look at this. This is Oreo with chocolate.
Oreo cookie.
And the Reese's in there. They're called Morios. Check that out. Man, hopefully I got the camera.
Hurt my tooth.
Man, I bet you did. I'm going to try a bite because it is a birthday gift. But, okay, yeah. Okay, that was good.
Oh, that's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, that's delicious. That thing will kill ants, though. You know how you leave your sugar out and the ants and stuff start coming? They're like, we finna get this. Now, you imagine the ants coming like, bro, you smell that? Yeah. This is good, bro. Let's go ahead and have it. And they just all just drop. What in the hell was that? Like, man, but it's really delicious, though.
It's surprisingly not as sweet
as it's not as sweet as you think. Yeah, I guess I was shocked at the fact that it's not as sweet as you thought. When they coming out with, what they got, like fried Oreos right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got fried Oreos and fried Twinkies. Like,
yeah.
Have you had one of those before, mm-hmm. fried Twinkies? Man.
Have you ever had fried butter?
What? Why? Fried butter?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
It's literally just a pat of butter that's like dipped in batter. So when you bite into it, it's just fried dough, and it gushes butter.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah. It sounds terrible.
You can literally hear your arteries harden. But you got to try it once or twice.
Yeah, you do. Because this is what you do on your birthday, and your wife surprises you with a Morio. Yeah, I mean, you obviously have to try it, especially when you're sitting here on the camera. You got to try the Morio.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff, though. I mean, I thought when I bit into it, my teeth was going to hurt. It was fine.
Well, my teeth hurt because it was actually hard.
Yeah.
Not because it was, like, sweet or anything.
Yeah. Well, one other thing that I got besides this, a few other things I got for my birthday was, okay, baby, what is it called? I just know what it is. We put the meat in. You probably better that we describe it.
It's like a cutting board / collapsible tub.
Right, man. So it's a collapsible tub.
It was amazing.
And our son used it to peel the potatoes. And it's just, it opens up, you peel the potatoes. You know how you do. Typically, we have, like, the trash can next to us. You know what I'm saying? It gets a little annoying or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, you just peel the potatoes, put it in there. There's a little collapsible tub. Just pour them out.
It's really cool. You guys should look for one. Like, it's totally handy.
Yeah,
in
it's
the
a
kitchen.
Cutting board. And it's
a tub. You can, and it has a lid, so you can store things in it, marinate.
You can marinate your chicken or whatever it is you're trying to. Hey, man, that was a game changer when I seen it.
But no, we're sitting here talking about birthdays, and it's like, it reminds me, you know, that we're talking about it and the, you know, candy and stuff. Like, and we're talking about collapsible tubs. Like, what was the coolest gift you ever got? Like, I mean,
yeah, no,
not
you're
a
right.
collapsible tub.
Okay, you're right.
Maybe
not
the knife I bought you, but not
that knife was pretty damn cool. The knife was pretty damn cool. Let's go to.
It can't be about this.
It
can't
the coolest
just be
gift
that.
I got for my birthday, man, I don't know, because when I think birthdays, the only thing I could think about is the birthday when I had a Reese's ice cream cake.
See, and I was—that's the thing. I was gonna get you one, but then everything happened this morning. And
oh no, it's good. The Reese's ice cream cake, I can remember, I was like really, I can't remember how old I was, but really young at the time. But then I remember my mom's bought, they was a, they knew I loved Reese's. It was a Reese's ice cream cake. I said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Because you know, when you young as a teenager, you ain't worried about it, that stuff at the time. Like,
right.
They're like, no, I'm good. I'm invincible. Diabetes, none of that stuff. I'm good.
Man, isn't that the truth? Yeah, you ain't worried about, worry about that shit.
Stuff. It's like, man, what are you eating? I got me some Flamin' Hots with the cheese in them. And then I'm going to pour some salt on them because they ain't salty.
And I'm going to dip
them
in.
Then I'm dipping them in hot salt.
Yeah. And then I'm going to finish it off with a can of Vienna sausages.
Yep. Vienna sausages. I know what that was about. I know why you dip Vienna sausages.
I'm just saying.
Yep. And then I'm going to go drink my Kool-Aid slushy that I put in the styrofoam cup in the freezer.
Oh, wow.
Now, ain't them the shit.
That's, I forgot about doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I used
and
to do that.
And wasn't no the shit. But don't look. Don't act like y'all ain't never done it before. You get the Kool-Aid, get the styrofoam cup, and y'all, that's your best friend, bro. Like, first of all, you got the lady on the corner that sell them. You know what I'm saying? They're a quarter a piece. You know what I'm saying? And they always ran out of grape. So that's fine. They always ran out of grape, but they always have red and orange.
Which upsets me because, like, cherry and grape, or as you would say, red and purple. Red and purple.
Yeah, red and purple.
Red and purple.
I mean, hey.
That's how he orders his drinks, by the way.
Yeah, let me get that red drink.
Let me get the red one.
Yeah.
Red's not a flavor. It's a color.
If you only got one of them that's red, I feel like
can
you
I
should
get
know
the blue
which
one
I'm talking about. Yeah.
Which one's a green one?
Yeah. Like, and I mean, but I
it's
mean,
really
but come
funny.
On that. I mean, but come on now. When they got all these different flavors and they don't put what they are.
But no, that's the thing. Those are the two best flavors, especially for a slushy or a snow cone. Like a snow cone to me. Yeah. These snow cones that they put cream in it,
Lord, man,
freaking why?
They got
why
no
are you putting cream in my? No, that's just milk with ice in it. Get that away from
they've
me.
Got
no,
they, you,
a snow cone is like grape or cherry.
Yeah. Have you tried the pickle juice snow cone?
Why
that
would I
thing.
Do that?
That
I can put my pickle jar in the freezer right
that,
now.
That is a thing. It is a pickle juice snow cone.
I don't.
I'm here to tell you.
I don't need that in my life.
I'm here to
but no, I'm just you know, it's funny how like birthdays go from. You know, I want this, and it's a big deal, and to, you know, hey, can we go to a matinee movie, get free popcorn, because it's my birthday.
And that's what happened. I got free popcorn, by the way. Free large popcorn. Yep.
Yeah.
On your birthday. Yeah. That I mean, call me old, but those are things I
find it, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah.
I was happy about it, though.
No, it was popcorn. It was a good day. I find it, you know, crazy, like. Like you said, it was the Reese's ice cream cake. Yeah. For me, my birthdays were always held out at McDonald's, so I'm the generation that had the high sugar on top of sugar cake. Ooh. With the sugar Ronald McDonald and the sugar, hard sugar candy things on it. And yeah, I used to tell stories in the back of the station wagon. And they always started out with one day. One day.
Uh-oh. Yes, one day.
One day.
Well, then what was your best one? You say yours is just at McDonald's? Or?
Oh, well, no. I mean, and then they did it to me at like 21. My 21st birthday was held in a McDonald's.
Yes.
And, that, and then
that's
they
when
did
you look like,
me,
all right, guys. It's just,
they did it to me again at 30. And then it became, you do that again.
Yeah.
And I'm okay, we've done it.
Yep.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
No, the one that stands out, I guess it was my 8th birthday. It was either 8 or 10. I don't know. I've been really fortunate. Like we weren't wealthy or even middle class or anything like that. My father's a, you know, contractor.
Yeah.
So we didn't have elaborate things, but my father was also like a chef. He would do, you know, a lot of cooking. Was a caterer. That's the word I was looking for. And so we would have these parties that seemed like they were, you know, but it was either 8 or 10, and it was like a Cabbage Patch strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Birthday party. And it's just one of my favorite, like, when I think of birthdays, that's what I go to, is this little town in Oklahoma, and this, you know, I got a Cabbage Patch kid.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Cabbage
I
patch.
Got a Cabbage Patch kid. And
she,
that was.
She went there.
It was amazing.
She went there with the Cabbage Patch kid.
Yeah. And I had a great cake, and it was just, you know, it was really cool. But then, I my sister took me to see REM one year for my birthday. Mm. And, like, you know, I've had some really great birthdays.
Oh, that's awesome. So
R.E.M. and Cabbage Patch Kids. We're going to the way, way back.
And she did.
On
I mean,
D.M. Watts podcast.
Well, it took me a little while. You said Cabbage Patch. I was like, why would you give Garbage Pail Kids? Oh, no. That was, she said Cabbage Patch. So look those up, all of them. Garbage Pail Kids and Cabbage Patch.
I still have my Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, yeah, Garbage Pail Kids. They the originator of, you can't sell this stuff.
Oh, I know. My sister actually sent me a thing on it. Like, it was a news clipping from, like, Kentucky or something, a newsreel, where this Karen of a mom was going off,
cabbage patch kid,
and it looks like he's got the atomic bomb going off in his head, and I just don't feel like God-fearing community should be selling this. And she got a petition, and she got that little town to not sell
Garbage
Pail
Kids. Really?
If this cat scratches me one more time,
give me a kid.
I'm telling you,
we got that cat that's like, pay attention to me.
Evil pushy right
pay
there.
Pay attention to
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I heard meow. I thought he was on the other side. He is not. He's like, oh, crap. Okay.
T, told you.
Stay over there. Stay down.
He being mean.
But no, seriously, the birthday was awesome. My birthday was awesome. Once you reach a certain age, you know, you get excited about peace.
No, you really do.
You get excited. Hey, what you got planned for your birthday?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And you want to give me a present? Don't call me.
Don't come over.
Don't come over.
Don't ask for nothing.
Like, what do you want for your birthday? I want you to not call me. You know what I'm saying? And like,
I want you to leave
not,
me alone.
To not call me. But on that, in that same context, things have changed so much now that when people used to call you, they have now changed into, you know, your Facebook notification, right?
Oh, it's Facebook or it's a text message.
It's Facebook or it's a text
and
message.
And it's like, wow, because that's partially our fault, too, because we buy into that.
Of course.
But I have to say this. I'm horrible at Facebook.
Yeah.
And by horrible, I mean I know how to operate it. I mean, I will sit there and go like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. I need to write them something, but I'm like in the middle of something or I'm doing something else, and then I won't do it. Yeah. And I hate it because I really do. Y'all need to know this. I see it's your birthday. And in my head, I have prayed for you. I have wished you a happy birthday. I have just think you're amazing and given you this best message. And it just didn't. I just didn't hit send.
Hey, but
so
that's all right.
I'm really sorry about that because I suck at being like, I need to wish them a happy birthday. I'm not that person.
Same here. You know, there was a time when Facebook, when I first got Facebook, I literally answered every person that told me happy birthday.
Yeah, you used to.
Yeah, I don't.
I remember that.
I don't anymore. Now I do what everybody else does. Let them pile up and you do one message. Thank you all so much for the birthday wishes.
Right.
You
know but then people
look,
get
when this airs, you check my Facebook. You'll see. Thank you guys so much for the birthday wishes.
You have to, like, hit like or something. I haven't even wished you a happy birthday on Facebook.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm not butthurt over that. Like,
I
do not care. She's right here. she's right here next to me. If I don't wish you a happy birthday on Facebook, don't take it personal. I just don't feel like that controls my life at that standpoint. Like, that doesn't mean not so much control of my life. I just don't believe that if I don't say it on Facebook, then it's not real. I mean, let's be honest
here. That's the saying now, right?
That's the saying now. So instead of telling people, I don't really mess with you no more, you find out they don't mess with you when you apparently deleted from Facebook. You're like, oh, I'm deleted. And apparently it's like, don't take it personal or something like that. You know, that's how you find out that y'all ain't friends no more. But
I will also, a picture of us.
Yeah, where she's taking the selfies. You guys look out for the selfies on the podcast. They'll be there. But yeah, so that's one thing with the happy birthdays and stuff like that. I guess I'm 43 now, and I find that, you know, it's like, hey, I don't want to be that guy to be like, it's just another day. Because, hey, you're it's another day with you on this earth. So that's a reason to be happy. That's a thing to celebrate. You know, I guess I don't have the excitement that I had when I was younger for my birthday. I'm still happy that God has blessed me with another year. Or they get another trip around the sun.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But
I still get excited, though, for my birthday.
Do you?
Yeah.
I get excited for your birthday,
because I'm still waiting for my flipping powers to come in. I thought I was going to have powers at, like, you know, I don't know, 10. Or then I was like, well, maybe it's at 12.
We've all had that.
And
We've
then it didn't
that.
Happen. And then I was like, no. See, it happens when you turn 13.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. And then I was like, all right, so 16.
What powers were you waiting for?
Oh, just I'd have my freaking flag back. I'd tell you that right now if I had those powers.
Yeah.
No, it was just, you know, whatever Samantha can do on Bewitched. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, or Genie. It's nothing in particular. It's just, you know, I don't have to clean the house because it's always clean.
Yeah.
That kind of stupid stuff. Even when I was a kid, that's what it was.
Yeah, those are some good powers, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know, I can wear high heels still. Like, that would be my thing right now. Right. Yeah, my feet wouldn't hurt. That's what I want. My hair would grow out pink.
Yeah, there's.
That's the thing.
Automatic pedicures. That's a superpower.
Oh, now see, that's
the superpower.
That's a good one. That's a good birthday wish.
Like, I literally feel like if I was to try to join the Justice League, the Super Friends, or whatever, they'd be like, what's your power? I'm like, hey, bro, I twinkle my nose a little bit, and everybody has a pedicure.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, he's on our team. I mean, you don't remember that commercial? It was a Bud Light commercial. Oh, snap, I said Bud Light. Can I say that? Whatever. Anyway, it was a Bud Light commercial.
I don't think we care.
We sure don't. That was the whole point.
We don't drink beer, period.
It was a Bud Light commercial. He was trying out for the superhero league, and they was like, what can you do? They all had these powers.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He put his hand down, and randomly a beer appeared.
Oh.
They was like, okay, no, he's with us.
That's funny.
he's with us. But anyway, yeah, we really don't care. I'm not even going to touch on that subject. But
please
whatever.
Don't.
Anyway, hey, I had an amazing birthday. I have an amazing wife. I have an amazing family, and I have an amazing life. I am blessed, and you guys hear me, that means I'm talking about God. I am blessed beyond measure to be on this world. I'm blessed to have the people in my life that I do. So I say thank you to you all. I say thank you to everybody for continuing to watch our podcast. We've come a long way, and I have the love of my life with me doing this thing. So I'm ecstatic to be here for another trip around the sun. And I wouldn't want to spend it with nobody else but you, baby. But
good.
Yeah, do you have anything else before we go ahead and sign it off?
Go get a Mario.
Go get
and tie down your flags.
Go get a Mario. Okay, she obviously wasn't done with that.
So. No, I'm done now.
Okay, go get a Mario, and as my baby said, tie down your flags. Tie down your flags. But anyway, I'm just gonna leave that alone. Anyway, but hey. Look, signing off for DM Watts, I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And we are DM Watts. Thank you guys very much for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to our rant.
Thanks for the rant. Listen to the rant. Catch you guys on the next.